Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getolino. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has stressed the need for unity among Nagas and renewed political engagement with the central government, stating that the opposition-less government in 2026 remains committed to resolving the Naga political issue. Addressing a grand reception program at the NPF office in Samukedima yesterday, Mr. Rio highlighted his recent visit to New Delhi, where he met Union Home Minister Amit Shah and discussed key state matters, including the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, FNTA. Responding to differing views expressed by some leaders and groups on the Naga political talks, the Chief Minister said differences are a part of democracy, but cautioned that conflicting positions could weaken Nagaland's collective negotiating strength. He stressed that a unified approach is essential to avoid confusion during dialogue with the centre. Reiterating that physical integration of Naga areas may not be immediately possible, Mr. Rio emphasised the importance of emotional, cultural and social integration through a Pan-Naga platform involving Nagas from Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Assam. The Chief Minister added that the Parliamentary Affairs Committee will continue engagement with Naga national groups and urged his party leaders to strengthen the organisation at all levels. Mr. Rio further said, continued engagement with New Delhi and outreach to neighbouring states would remain key priorities. The Higher Secondary School Leaving Certificate, HSSLC examination under Nagaland Board of School Education will begin today and continue till March 9. A total of 16,095 candidates will appear in the three streams from 68 examination centres across the state. Meanwhile, HSLC examination will commence tomorrow. National People's Youth Front, Youth Wing of National People's Party, has urged upon the concerned authority to immediately shut down all illegal toll gates operating under Dimapur Municipal Council and East Dimapur Town Council. In a statement, the Youth Front stated that, despite a blanket ban imposed by the government of Nagaland, illegal toll gates continue to operate in defiance of standing government orders. It stated that it will not remain a silent spectator while public entities engage in illegal activities that harass the citizens and business community of Nagaland. The no-confidence motion notice given by the Congress-led opposition parties seeking removal of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be considered in the second phase of the budget session. The second phase of budget session is scheduled to start from 9th March and will continue till 2nd April. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has identified certain shortcomings in the notice of no-confidence motion. More reports.
According to Lok Sabha sources, in the notice, opposition parties had made references about four incidences in February last year, and on the basis of it, the notice could have been rejected under the rules. However, Speaker Om Birla had directed the Secretariat to rectify the deficiencies in the notice and proceed in accordance with established procedure. He has also ordered prompt action in the matter as per the rules. Asunyo, Agajwani News, Kohima.
The government has issued detailed guidelines on the observance of India's national song Vande Mataram, directing that all six stanzas of the official version must be rendered first whenever the national song and the national anthem are performed together. According to the Union Home Ministry, the full six stanza version is to be sung or played on key state occasions such as the arrival of the president, the unfurling of the national flag, and addresses by governors, among other formal events. Under these directions, the official version of the national song should also be played immediately before and after the president's address to the nation over All India Radio, Akashvani and television, and when the national flag is brought on parade. And a one-day awareness workshop under the PM Vishwakarma scheme was held yesterday at the DRDA Conference Hall in Twensung. The program was organized by the Ministry of MSME, MSME Development and Facilitation Office, Dimapur, in collaboration with the Department of Industries and Commerce and District Industries Center, Twensung. DIC Inspector Tungdi Chang informed artisans about various MSME and state government credit schemes and encouraged them to seek support through DIC Twensung. Mr. Chang highlighted that the PM Vishwakarma scheme aims to empower traditional artisans engaged in 18 heritage trades, including carpentry, basket weaving, and blacksmithing. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.